When it comes to eating fish, Czechs are not exactly known for their enthusiasm. In fact, they rank among the European nations with the lowest per capita fish consumption. But when Christmas time arrives, the story changes entirely. The tradition of having carp for Christmas dinner is still widely upheld, and many families like to buy a live fish and keep it for one night in the bathtub before slaughtering it themselves. Wrong. Says a new campaign in Prague, supported among others by Deputy Mayor for Environment Jana Komrsková from the Pirate Party.
We want to raise awareness about treating carp, our most often sold fish, a bit differently than in the past. Specifically, we encourage people to cause the carp as little stress as possible, to have it professionally slaughtered directly at the stand where they buy it, not to release it back into the Vltava River, and not to take it home to keep it in a bathtub, as has been our somewhat peculiar tradition for the past few decades.
In fact, polls show that the trend to have carp or other fish for Christmas dinner is declining, not to mention buying it and releasing it into rivers or lakes. But that doesn't mean that such a campaign calling for their humane treatment isn't needed, says Deputy Mayor Komrsková.
Pouštění možná je marginální záležitost, ale můžeme v čísle říct, že 15% zákazníků, kteří si koupí
carp. Releasing carp may be a marginal issue, but we can say that 15% of customers who buy a carp take it home alive. We want to draw attention to this so that this mindset changes a bit and people don't give the carp a holiday, so to speak. It's not good for the fish and unprofessional slaughtering isn't good for it either. That's why we are addressing this. Of course, the Christmas season is the perfect time to focus on carp, the traditional Christmas fish, which is served in the majority of households in our country.
She also places this effort to raise public awareness into a broader perspective.
Určitě není cílem jakýkoliv zákaz čehokoliv. Tam je naopak změna.
The goal is certainly not to ban anything. On the contrary, it's about changing the way people think. A carp is a living fish, a living being. As the capital city, we have rescue stations for animals. So even now, during the period leading up to New Year's Eve with all the fireworks, animals end up with us, and we take care of them, which costs a significant amount of money. So, in connection with this period, we would like to point out that carp, too, are creatures that deserve some compassion.
But carps are not the only animal suffering from stress during the coming holiday season. Fireworks, especially around New Year's Eve, cause genuine fear and suffering to pets and wild animals alike, even if they do not directly threaten their lives.
Hlavní město už před lety přistoupilo k tomu, že nedělá ten novoroční ohňostroj.
Years ago, the capital city switched to no longer holding New Year's Eve fireworks displays. Naturally, banning these things is not possible either. It's really about changing people's mindset. I myself had two dogs, and I know how much animals suffer. It's terrible. There are different approaches, including sedation for the animals. But unfortunately, even animals like swans end up in rescue stations because pyrotechnics are harmful to them as well. It's not just about our household pets.
Deputy Mayor of Prague for Environment Jana Komrsková. But for now, and with this campaign, Prague obviously aims to modernize traditions while preserving the unique cultural significance of the Christmas carp.